You are listening to 5 Minute Score Podcast. Hi golfer and non-golfer out there. You've been listening to 5 Minute Score Podcast, episode number 3. Last week we talked about the productivity things. We talk about how to use our time efficiently, how to use our time effectively. If you guys want to know more, what is the technique that will make you manage your time better, make sure you check it out on episode number 2. But today episode, we are still talking about the productivity. We are talking about the activity that we are all do it every day. And this activity, if you are doing it well enough, it will enhance, it will improve your focus and concentration. That activity is called sleep. S-L-E-E-P. Sleep, we all do it every day, right? When talking about sleep, I have two questions for you. The first question is, how many hours you sleep per night? And how well you sleep per night? If you can answer these two questions right away, that means you have an awareness on sleep, you have an awareness on the most important aspect in our life. Because of what? Because of if you have a good quality in sleep, you will have a better focus and concentration. Why I'm talking about focus and concentration? Because whatever you are doing, let's say you have a tomorrow interview, you have a tomorrow presenting in front of hundreds of people. So in order to have a successful presentation, you got to have focus and concentration, right? If you are a golfer, you are on a big match, you are on a big event, maybe on the last day, the last club, you got to have focus and concentration. Otherwise, your performance on that day will be not so good enough. To be easy, if you want to have a great performance, you got to have a focus and concentration 100%. So today I give you 3 tips to improve your sleep in order to have a better focus and concentrate. And I'll give you more one story of a professional golfer. Let's start with the tips. The first tip is the colder the room, the better you sleep. So you make sure that your room temperature get colder in order you to have a better sleep. The tips number 2 is the darker the room, the better you sleep. Let's say you might travel many places, many hotels. In the room, it might not darker enough. So if you have an eye mask, this one will for sure improve you to prevent the light into your eye. And it make your room darker. And it's for sure will improve your sleep. Or maybe if you have someone that like to turn on the light, but you have to sleep with them. So if you have an eye mask, you will be no problem with this. So your sleep efficiency, your how well your sleep will be improved right away. The tips number 3 is this one I think nowadays people couldn't do it. The tip is you got to put your phone away, let's say 1 hour before you sleep. Because of what? When you are using the cell phone will generate a blue light into your eye. And the blue light will make you like awake all the time. It make you feel asleep harder. So that's why it improves to your sleep quality. So the easiest one is just move your phone out of your room 1 hour before. And it will help you for sure for sleep better. Now I give you the story of the professional golfer. His name is Justin Thomas. He is one of the top leading in the world. He pay a lot of attention on sleep by wearing a Whoop. Whoop is like a tracking machine putting on your wrist, and it will monitoring 24/7 on your sleep, and it will show you that you have a better recovery and how many percent you are ready on the next day. The story is when Justin Thomas want to have a great performance, he told the machine that I want to be 100% recovery and ready for, let's say, the Sunday, the last competitive date. And the machine will tell him that when, what is the time he have to go to bed in order to have long hour enough for sleep. And he do it like that, and the performance, it show to him that he get a trophy, he win by pay attention on sleep. You guys can see, right? The highest level in the world, the professional golfer, they pay attention on a little thing such as sleep, and it will help them a lot. So I think as an amateur golfer or as a normal person, I think if we can learn from the professional, if we can imitate from them, it will for sure will help us to make a great performance. So make sure you guys subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow along on Podbean and Spotify. If you guys have any feedback, just let me know to improve the podcast to be better and better. Last but not least, I give you the quote from Andy Sharma. I don't know who he is, but I love his quote. Focus and concentration is the driving force to achieve our life goals. Thank you for all your listening, and see you guys next episode. Bye.